Crushed it, Jim. Eber Lambert, Genesis status report.
The Genesis team kicked off the creation project this week after a 14 billion year delay. Creating heavens and earth in complete darkness presented some serious challenges. When we did bring light online, the earth was without form and displaying a void message. In hindsight, any god worth his firmament should have known to create light first, especially when cramming a construction of an entire universe into a one-week schedule. Naturally, with rush jobs like these, some shoddy workmanship and quality issues are to be expected. Someone left the water on the first night, and when we came in on day two, the whole planet was flooded. It took the entire day to dry out the land, extract and hang the sky, get the climate system working, and buff out the stratosphere. We went ahead and left the sky in a blue primer, figuring everyone would just get used to it. We were forced to work with halogen lights since the sun, the moon, and stars were hung up in customs and not scheduled to arrive until day three. Once we were able to determine the actual length of the day, we were a bit taken aback to discover we only had four more days to complete the job. So we set the moon to full every night to maximize third shift productivity. The original plan was to leave it this way until someone in system engineering figured out that this would screw up the tides and make the calendar really stupid. So we discovered that we were way over budget on based elements. Turns out you only need about 60, and I have absolutely no idea what we're going to do with six pallets of polonium. The global landscaping was all pushed into day four. Due to some material shortage, we scrimped the flora on mountaintops, poles, and the deserts. We finally started assembling fauna on day five. Some bonehead at the warehouse delivered all the whales and game birds first, so we were forced to start with them. We got all the fish and non-kosher shit in the oceans by mid-morning, then discovered a glitch in a DNA mutation processor. Somehow we ended up creating a whole shitload of enormous reptiles. Ugly fuckers were everywhere, so we got one of the maintenance techs in heavens to fire down an asteroid and kill them all off. We melted them down with a few tons of damaged vegetation into a black hydrocarbonous goo and buried it, mostly in the deserts around Eden, figuring no one would ever care or find it. We finally got the life form mutation algorithms running correctly and ate up the rest of the day. Turns out the guided evolution programs running in auto select mode have produced a hell of a lot of bugs, mostly beetles. At the beginning of day six, we finally started spitting out mammals. This required that we spend some time training each species in basic reproduction. Again, there were some snags. The marsupials kept on crossbreeding and were non-cooperative, and most of them came out looking really goofy looking. On the other hand, the rodents took to it, well, like rodents. We decided to use a version of primate as the vessels of superior intelligence rather than cats as originally planned. I assume someone will eventually let the cats know. So that wraps up week one. Day seven was a local religious holiday we were unaware of, so we took the day off and watched football. And then we will start on man and woman first thing Monday morning. There's no reason to think that shouldn't go much more smoothly.